90.5 WKAR in Current State. There is no shortage of festivals and concerts around Lansing in the summer, and this weekend brings one of the tastiest. The Taste of Downtown returns for its seventh year to downtown Lansing this Saturday. Here to tell us more, Executive Director of Downtown Lansing, Inc., Mindy Bilodeau. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, certainly, our pleasure. And owner of American Fifth Spirits on North Larch, Rick Weibel. Hi, Rick.
Good morning.
Mindy, tell us, peel off the names of a few restaurants that will be participating this year.
There are over a dozen. We have Tavern on the Square, Lansing Brewing Company, Glazed and Confused, Juice Nation, For Crepe's Sake, Whipped Bakery, The Beer Grotto, and so much more.
Are new participants this year?
Yeah, Whipped Bakery and Glazed and Confused are definitely two new ones, two bakeries that do different things.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
Rick, it's midsummer. Which cocktails do you think customers will be ordering the most?
Well, ginger seems to be very popular still, so we're going to provide our Michigan Mule, which is our locally made vodka with Verner's. So that's always a popular one.
Not a Moscow Mule, a Michigan Mule.
Correct.
Love it. Love it. How many different cocktails will you be prepared to make at the event?
We're going to offer two different cocktails.
Okay.
The Michigan Mule and then one with a little bit of spice to it, a little spice and pineapple.
I got to ask, though, how many can your people make? How many different cocktails can you make?
Well, on site for the festival, we only prepare two.
No, I'm just talking about in general. If you had every liquor that you possibly want, how many could you prepare?
Oh, geez. We continually serve around 40 in our tasting room in downtown.
This will be your second year at the event. What did participation in this event last year do for you? It must have increased your profile somewhat.
It did. Being out in front of people always helps bring awareness, not only for us, but obviously for the rest of the vendors too. And then it also develops a sense of community. Showing what downtown Lansing is and is turning into is always a nice feature.
Mindy, where will you be set up?
We will be on the 100 block of South Washington Square, so right between Michigan Avenue at the traffic circle and Allegan Street.
There's also some live music from some local bands. Who will be performing?
We have Taylor, Phil Denny, Avon Bomb, and Air Margaritaville, which is a Jimmy Buffett cover band from the Detroit area.
All right. Sounds like a good time for a July weekend. I'm talking with Mindy Bilodeau, Executive Director of Downtown Lansing Incorporated, and American Fifth owner Rick Weibel about this weekend's seventh annual Taste of Downtown. What does this event do for the downtown Lansing scene, Mindy?
It just brings people back to the urban core from throughout the region to really showcase the evolving market and different types of businesses and things that you can do in the downtown area, and really creates a fun atmosphere that encourages people to come back.
Have you seen it affect downtown over the years? This is the seventh time around.
We have. We get great feedback. We cap it. We don't allow over 1,500 people, so we keep it as a very high-quality event. And we want to make sure everyone has a good time, so we encourage people to get tickets in advance. You can go online at tastedowntown.org. You can save $5 or $20 in advance until Friday. And it's just a really fun something to do. Get out of the house, have fun with your friends.
Rick Weibel, you were on our program here just a little over a year ago. What's new at American Fifth since we talked last?
Well, actually, I think when we were on last, we weren't even open yet. So we have been open just over a year. We've expanded our spirit selection from just vodka when we began to now whiskey. We have gin. We have some white rum. We're aging bourbon and rye and a few other things in barrel as well.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it's fun, though.
Mindy, tell us a little bit more about the cuisine here. I mean, we ticked through some of the restaurants that are going to be represented, but talk to us a little bit more, go a little deeper with us here. What kind of cuisine are we talking about?
I think you have everything from sweet to savory and vegetarian. So there's a lot of options for everyone. There's also over 120 wines you can sample from around the world. So a lot of the wines pair nicely with the food selections that are offered and also the dessert selections as well.
Rick, from your perspective there on North Larch at American Fifth, how do you see downtown Lansing changing just in the last year or so?
I'd say we're on an upswing for sure. With the developments for housing that have opened up down here, I've noticed that there's a lot more people walking around. So, the whole idea of a walkable community is increasing. There's a few things going on that are somewhat ingenuity-based, I guess. I mean, us is an original idea with Lansing Brewing Company opening up as well. There's some great businesses down on Washington Square, too, with Whipped and Glaze and Confuse. They're doing some really interesting things.
Are you getting customers from the stadium condos there overlooking Cooley Law School Stadium? You must be. You're so close.
Yeah, we do. We have some regulars that, just kind of live right around here, and they'll stop in after work or after dinner and have some cocktails.
Mindy, I understand Downtown Lansing, Inc. has also been hard at work on something new. This is for kids, Lansing Adventure Club. What is that about?
Yes, that kicks off Saturday as well and runs through August 19th. And it is a program for kids targeted at ages 5 through 12 to really get disconnected from their tablets and electronics and really doing fun things outside and being a kid and enjoying the summer, and then getting them downtown into different businesses and attractions to collect badges.
How does it work, though? What do they do?
They get an adventure guide. They can pick it up at the Downtown Lansing, Inc. office, and it is 21 days, 21 activities, and one great adventure. So the guide, it shows you all the participating businesses, what activity you need to do, and then you bring in right on the guide, the proof that you did the activity to that corresponding adventure station, which is the business, and they get a badge. So they collect all of these on a lanyard, and then if they have 15 or more, they can enter to win a bunch of great prizes.
Mindy, I asked Rick Weibel how he feels Lansing, downtown Lansing, is changing here and now, summer of 2016. Let me ask you the same question. What do you see changing right now? What is changing here in this summer?
Well, we have two really distinct districts that are evolving in downtown. We have Washington Square and then the Stadium District area, so this side east of the river and west of the river. And in Rick's neighborhood, it's really developing into a neighborhood. There's tons of new residential development. It seems like we can't build residential quick enough. They fill up. You mentioned the outfield. It's completely leased. There's nothing available there.
How about that?
And they're getting ready to break ground this fall on Marketplace 2, right along the river, so that'll add another 85 units right in Rick's backyard as well. So we're seeing that area devolve residentially, lots of recreational type activities with kayaking on the river, the Lansing Brew Runs with Playmakers, and different great nightlife down there. And then Washington Square is really catering more towards transition and the huge workforce market. So you're seeing more quick convenience type things, and I think you're going to see more of that continue to evolve in the year ahead.
Well, getting people to live downtown has got to be a real spark. We want to thank our guests, Mindy Bilodeau, Executive Director of Downtown Lansing, Inc., and American Fifth owner Rick Weibel. We've been talking about this weekend's 7th Annual Taste of Downtown. Hope it goes well, guys. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.